Thanks, Speaker. Mr. Speaker, the gentleman from Michigan, Mr. Peters, and I, about 2 years ago, were in Kabul together in Kandahar on a trip, and I remember talking to my Democratic colleague and is saying that there must be things that Republicans and Democrats can work together to solve. We were obviously in a country that was torn apart by differences, we both had something in common. We were concerned about our constituents. We were concerned about unemployment. We were concerned about jobs. And I think that's true of every member in this body. We know that the path to prosperity is jobs. And if Americans are working, they're earning, they feel better about themselves. And if they're losing their job, then it's going to be not only a problem for them and their family, but for their communities and for their country. And I'm happy to report that, and I think it's fitting that Mr. Peters would be across the aisle from me managing the time for the minority, that here we are moving four pieces of legislation today, tomorrow, and on Friday, which will create jobs. And they'll do so without government expense. In fact, they'll do so with some marginal savings to the government, but a great savings to those businesses. This morning, and I don't know that it was a coincidence, this morning the job figures came out, and large corporations lost 1,000 employees last month. But our middle-sized and small businesses created 108,000 jobs. Now, that's not enough jobs. That's not enough jobs to for the people graduating and going into the workforce. But that's where job creation is coming in the economy now, small and middle-sized businesses, those with under 500 employees particularly, and that mid-range from 50 to 500 employees. This bill that Mr. Himes has brought forward has won bipartisan support because it actually will create jobs in those small community banks and credit unions because it will make their cost of capital less. And in a recent survey, 70% of small and middle-sized businesses, those with 500 or fewer employees, said, if we had more capital, if we had more funding, we would hire. 70%. Only 14% said they were going to hire. And the difference in that number is the others weren't sure that they could get capital. Now, there's two ways that you obtain capital to create jobs. One is you go and borrow it from a bank or an insurance company in some cases, or from someone else. But there's another way, and that way is by someone willing to invest in your company. I can remember as a small boy, my father had a business. And before that, he invested in another business. He invested with another man in a business. And I think one of the American dreams, not only a house, and that's still an American dream, to own your own home, even in the circumstances we've been through. But another is either to have your own business or to be able to invest in somebody else's business. And Mr. Himes' legislation will allow that threshold of people who want to invest in a community-based financial institution to invest. And it will encourage those community banks to allow more shareholders, more people to participate. Yes, they will be participating in the risk, but they'll also be participating in the profits. And that's really the American system. When you invest, you take risk, but you also, if things are successful, you profit. And that's where the risk and the profits ought to be taken. They shouldn't be taken by the taxpayers involuntarily. They shouldn't be taken by the government. The government shouldn't take the taxpayers' money and invest in business. It is those taxpayers, our constituents, our citizens, who ought to make the decisions on what companies they want to invest in. And this bill will allow community banks, and we all know they're struggling today, it'll allow them to attract investors, people that say, I want to invest in your bank. They may be friends, people that do business with the bank. They may be people, they probably will be that live in the community. But this bill, and this will be the first of four bills that we bring forward, they are going to be successful. They're going to move from the House to the Senate, I'll predict, this week, because there was agreement. As the minority whip, Mr. Hoyer, said, there's an agreement that this is the right thing to do, that we do have an obligation not only to oppose some things, but also to be for positive legislation. So this House, this week, will be for something. It will be for job creation. It will be for allowing people to invest. It'll be enabling companies to attract that capital and hire people. So we can feel very good about ourselves this week. And it can start with this bill. And this is not a minor piece of legislation. It's on suspension because it enjoys widespread support, as does the bill tomorrow. But the two and the following day, we've worked out differences. Mr. Perlmutter had a concern about a bill later this week. We've addressed that concern by protecting. He felt like it didn't have enough consumer protection or investor protection. And we have added his suggestion to the bill. And all four of these bills that will move this week, they're bipartisan bills. They're not Republican bills. They're not Democratic bills. They're bipartisan bills. So I commend the minority whip for speaking out for these bills. I think that bodes well. And I hope the Senate was listening. And I appreciate Mr. Himes for a bill that really is long overdue, but will immediately allow our community banks to invest and not be depending on the government for help. So I appreciate it, Mr. Speaker. I yield back the balance of my time.